You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, folks, wrapping it up here on a loaded Browns Daily. If you missed the Josh McCown interview, you can get that at clevelandbrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, and also see parts of it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on News Channel 5 WEWS with the training camp preview show. Andy Baskin and I get you ready for training camp. That is tomorrow night at 7 on News Channel 5 WEWS, and you can get parts of that Josh McCown interview there, or you can listen to it again, as I said, on clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Also, our interview with Charles Robinson came on right as the Tom Brady news broke about the silver bullet for the NFL, that he destroyed his cell phones. So Matt Wilhelm and I have broken down the offense, who we think is going to make the 53-man roster. We're everywhere. We've gotten everywhere but the wide receiver position, which I think is going to be the most intense and probably the most heated camp battle for what is either one or two spots on this wide receiver room. I think Dwayne Bowe, Taylor Gabriel, Andrew Hawkins, Vince Mailey, and Brian Hartline are locks.
I agree.
If any of those veterans were to go, to me, it would be Brian Hartline. But I think as of right now, we've got the guaranteed money. I don't think he's going anywhere. Marlon Moore. So there's a big battle for the sixth spot. Marlon Moore, special teams ace, gets down there. One of the best gunners in the league. You brought in Andy Lee. You need good gunners. So he and Batamosi, does he get it there? Because what are you expecting as a wide receiver from your sixth receiver? You need them to be a special teams demon.
You do.
Marlon Moore is that. Then there's Travis Benjamin. He's been on this team ever since he was drafted in the fourth round out of the U. Punt returner, can he regain his form? He showed some flashes as a receiver early in the season, disappeared late in the season as a receiver, but can he be that punt returner? Then there's Terrell Pryor, the wild card, 6'6", runs the 4.440, been working diligently, spent some time with Josh McCown as well. Can he make this team as kind of the emergency quarterback, but really as a wide receiver? That's what he's 100% focused on. Can he make this team? Because he has a size-speed combination unique to this team, as does Rodney Smith at over 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Then there's Josh Lenz, Kevin Cohn, Shane Wynn, Darius Jennings. I don't think any of them make the team. I think they like Josh Lenz quite a bit and has an opportunity to make the practice squad. Terrell Pryor, not practice squad eligible. Travis Benjamin, not practice squad eligible. Marlon Moore, not practice squad eligible. Rodney Smith might be. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that.
I believe
that.
He is.
I believe he has one more year.
Yes, he does. But you're right. And as you look, you have to – that's the weighing process that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine and these assistant coaches have to go through to decide who ultimately makes this 53. What mentality do you go into evaluating Terrell Pryor as a wide receiver? And I'll throw this back to you really fast before I get into my individual dissertation of each. But like, how many receptions are we talking about at six wide receiver? 10?
Hopefully none.
Right. Hopefully none. But 10, 12 max.
Yes.
So. Weighing them as at receiver and the value that they bring is so minimal compared to what they do so well opposite wide receiver. That would be Terrell Pryor being your emergency quarterback as an active part of the roster, but 53.
But consuming, can he play special teams?
Right. No. But consuming a roster spot, essentially not being being an emergency quarterback and not playing wide receiver, so doing nothing in most games.
Yep.
You've got Travis Benjamin, who has he got over the yips of being a punt returner, because he is a deep ball threat. He played some big games, but some bad games for this team. So how much is his past history? Are we going to weigh on this? But Marlon Moore to me is the most stable. Okay. So he might get no receptions, but he's going to be a baller on special teams. So the upside of a guy like Marlon Moore to me, as you put your hands up in the air, and weigh things, his special teams role outweighs Terrell Pryor, quarterback, outweighs Travis Benjamin at punt returner, and outweighs the role that Rodney Smith would even have at wide receiver with Dwayne Bowe, Hartline, Vince Mailey, and these other guys.
That's why I think Marlon Moore makes it, and I think the only way Terrell Pryor or Travis Benjamin make it is if this team carries 7 wide receivers, which I just don't see happening.
No, throw Rodney on the practice squad.
I just don't see that happening. So I think it is an uphill battle, and it's going to be a battle, 3-way battle, Moore, Pryor, Benjamin, maybe Rodney Smith, 4-way battle for that sixth spot. But I think Marlon Moore, given that this team wants to play tough defense, they want to go ahead and punt the ball, use field position at times. They know, Ray Farmer's told me, the percentage of drives that end in points that start inside the 20, very, very small. You need good gunners to cover when a guy can boom it. Batamosi, Marlon Moore, as good as it gets in the league last year, he's got the inside track, I think, on that job. But injuries could obviously change everything here.
100%.
But that's what we're looking at in the offensive. 23 guys we have making this team on the offensive side of the ball. Leaves 27 for the defense. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back previewing the defense tomorrow. We'll also have head coach Mike Pettine on the show tomorrow around 1:30. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Charles Robinson and our great producer Jason Gibbs, Josh McCown, and of course, the great Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See you.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.